The FT.
The mayor of Rome, Ignazio Marino, is facing mounting pressure to resign. Details are emerging of an immense corruption scandal enveloping the Eternal City's administration, and Marino's critics say that, as mayor, he should have known about it. I'm Leif Arbuthnot, and with me on the line to explain what's going on is the FT's Rome bureau chief, James Politi. Hi, James. What exactly is this scandal that's making the mayor of Rome fight for his political life?
So this is a scandal that's being called, actually the prosecutors called it Mafia Capitale, so capital mafia. Rome is obviously the capital of Italy. And it involves huge corruption on all sorts of public contracts, from garbage collection to public transportation to the running of migrant centers and centers for the Roma all across the city. So it essentially shows that many, many public contracts in Rome have been taken over by a criminal organization, which is run by one very well-known right-wing activist during the 80s and also another center-left or left-wing activist. So it's a bipartisan criminal organization.
Is there any evidence suggesting that Marino is implicated in the scandal himself?
Marino is not implicated in any scandals. He only became mayor in 2013, and he has been actually encouraging the investigation. He has opened the books to the investigators and made sure the prosecutors pursued the case. But to many, that still seems to be not sufficient.
So do you think it's fair for him to be accused of this neglect? Do you think he should have known more about it?
I think what the critics would say is that once you take such an important office, such as mayor of Rome, you really need to be conscious of what's happening within your administration. And there are some officials within his administration that haven't been implicated in the scandal, and some members of the Democratic Party, of which he is a member, have also been implicated in the scandal. So I think that the sort of accusation really is that he didn't have a grip on what was going on underneath him, and the buck stops with him in a certain sense.
Not everyone in Rome wants Marino out. Over the past few days, there have been quite a few demonstrators who've taken to the streets to show their solidarity with him. Could you give us an idea of who exactly wants the mayor to go?
Well, what you're seeing is obviously the center-right and right-wing opposition is using this scandal to try to do as much damage as possible to Marino because they want early elections in which they possibly have a shot at winning back the city. But it's not just them. They're also the populists, such as the Five Star Movement, run by comedian Beppe Grillo, who's made a big issue out of Mafia Capitale and the scandal in Rome, and is actually projecting it at a national level too. But even within the Democratic Party, there are some figures who are very, very uneasy with what's been going on. And Renzi, who is the Prime Minister of Italy, has clearly lost his patience with Marino and suggested that if he's not able to run the city, then he should quit, which is a pretty harsh message from the Prime Minister of a country to the mayor of its largest city when he's coming from the same political party.
So when he became mayor in 2013, Marino was nicknamed the Martian. Do you think his position as an outsider in Rome is at play here?
It's hard to say. I mean, the nickname the Martian partially comes from a 1960s science fiction film in which an alien lands in Rome and is met with a huge amount of interest and excitement by the local population and even gets an audience with the Pope. But then gradually he is eventually ignored and mocked, and he decides to go back to where he came from. In a way, that sort of scenario seems to be playing out here too, because Marino came in as a really, really fresh face. I mean, he had been a senator for a few years, but before that, he's a liver transplant surgeon who spent a lot of time in the US and abroad performing medicine. And the fact that he came in with all these great ideas about how he could shake up the city, and he has possibly failed, so we'll see how it goes, is, I think, quite dispiriting to a lot of Romans and even a lot of outside observers who really love the city and wish it well.
So Marino has said that he wants to be in office till 2023. That's an awfully long time, isn't it?
Yes, he's putting up the bravest face possible, and he's very, very defiant. But many people say that it'll be very, very hard for him to resist the pressure to go. He could still hang on, for sure, but he's quite unpopular at the moment, which will make that very, very difficult.
Rome currently is mounting a bid for the 2024 Olympics. Do you think any of this will impact the preparations being made right now?
The Olympic bid was announced the same month in December of last year as prosecutors unveiled the whole Mafia Capitale probe and arrested many people. I think it was 40 arrests back in December, and then there have been a number of other arrests in June of this year. And I think it does damage the chances of Rome winning the Olympics. And I think it's just because if one believes that Olympics and big sporting events are awarded on the basis of efficiency of construction projects and transparency in procurement, as well as many other things, then this really does cast a doubt on Rome's ability to pull it off. But I think there's still a while to go until the decision is made. So I think Renzi and the Italian government would like to see this cleaned up as quickly as possible in order to give Rome a real shot for 2024, which would be the second Olympics in its history because Rome already hosted the 1960 Olympics.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like our new show, FT Investigations, exposés and in-depth analysis by our worldwide network of reporters. The show is broadcast whenever we have a new groundbreaking investigation. You can download it at ft.com/podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.